BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
Hey, how you doing there? Why are you wincing as if that wasn't so loud?
No, it's fine. It just makes you sound like some character in Friends who appears for a small arc in the narrative.
Bippo.
Bippo from... I hate Bippo. He's such a jerk. The way he says, hey, everybody.
Hey. He's more popular. He gets his own spin-off show, Bippo. He's more popular
Bippo
than Joey,
Friends.
It turns out. You know, because he's like the best of Joey and Chandler in one character.
Why is he called Bippo? Is he a clown, a circus clown?
You have to
related to Zippo's circus.
Watch the episode, you'll find out. Watch his spin-off show on Channel 5, it's Brills.
Bip.
It got cancelled after two episodes. And then they found the two episodes and they incinerated them and they killed everybody who'd ever seen the episodes. So it's a little bit painful talking about Bippo, but there you go. Hey!
Oh, no.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to our placeholding podcast. We're away this week. Unfortunately, we are...
Welcome to our placeholding podcast.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm sorry, I'm doing too much
criticizing
complaining.
I'm criticizing everything.
It just doesn't sound very exciting. But I'm just trying... Maybe we should think of a better way to describe it, like a placeholding. Something more exciting and upbeat.
All right.
Like temporific.
Placeholding is not the right word.
Temporific.
Well, no, it's... Let's get rid of the whole notion that it's like a filler in some way. This is a special, bespoke...
Yes.
Detour.
Unique.
Unique. Absolutely unique.
Yes. Like a sort of Fabergé egg, kind of handmade, one-off, exclusive collector's edition.
Yeah.
Special collector's edition podcast.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's...
Limited edition.
Limited edition. If you look on the back of this MP3, you will find a limited edition number.
Yes.
And it will be signed as well by myself and Joe. And also, there'll be some wee from Boggins on the back of the MP3 as well. So I hope you enjoy that. And I'm sorry to say that we're both sort of working, doing, work-related things. You're over in the States, though, right, Joe?
Yeah, possibly. Mm.
So you're somewhere nice. I mean, we've got a nice response from listeners who are inviting us to come and do the show from their glamorous locations.
Well, at the end of last... it will be the week before last now, but the end of the week before last podcast, we were trying to find our listener who had the most beautiful house.
Yeah.
And they could invite us to it, and we'd do the show from there. Now, I hasten to add that this is in no way been ratified or blessed by the powers that be at the castle.
The nabobs.
It's entirely our idiotic flight of fancy, and therefore it will probably never happen.
Here's the way it could happen, because the thing is that we have had some very nice invitations from people. Kai Caulfield, who actually emailed us from Hawaii, because we were talking specifically about Hawaii.
Mm, oh, he sent some photos, right?
Sent some amazing photos
beautiful
of the beach
photos
and stuff. We got an invitation from Adam Thomas in Australia, Palm Beach.
From Mark in San Francisco, who's living in a squat with an amazing view across the San Francisco Bay.
Matt Cooper, who's in Bellingham in Washington, USA. He swears it's really quite lovely in Bellingham.
Bet it is.
Neil Robert Belshaw. Is that all one name? That's a good name there, Neil. He's in Japan and wants us to come to Okinawa. We'd love to. The thing that is missing from all these invitations is airfare. Because we can't legitimately justify that kind of flying expense.
Taxpayers' money.
At the BBC, there would be an uproar. Mm. So what we need is the whole thing to be done for us, right? Like,
so that we're saying the listener would have to fly us out?
Yeah, we need a millionaire.
Business class.
I'm thinking PJ.
A private jet.
Yeah. Is that reaching too far?
I'm thinking PJ.
Yeah. What do you call private jets? Whiz machines.
Yeah.
So Joe's thinking whiz machine.
Cloud slicer.
I'm thinking PJ.
Yeah. That's what we need. We need a multi-millionaire listener with an amazing... Because we would like separate houses.
Mm.
I mean, we don't really... obviously, I will sleep one a night with the listener, but it would be nice to have our own space, don't you think?
For when you get tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. So a millionaire with an amazing house.
Like a rapper or something.
Like a rapper, yeah. And they would fly us. Over.
Yeah, Parappa.
And we don't travel together because if the plane crashes,
wait. I'm being serious, and you're being glib now. I'm absolutely serious. Of course,
really?
We'll fly together.
Okay.
In the private jet. Or if you want to buy us airfare on like a regular carrier, it would be nice to go in premium.
If you want to buy us airfare.
Yeah.
I like the way you drop the less relevant words when
practical.
You're really serious.
Yes.
Yeah, like Anne. Yeah. Buy airfare.
So this is ongoing, listeners, all right? Now, here... What's funny about that?
I don't know.
It's practical. So this is here's a special podcast.
You would love that to happen, though. I mean, we would both love it.
Obviously, I have not seen the outside of Europe for the last 100 years. I would love to go somewhere hot and sexy.
Yeah, with a millionaire.
Yeah, boy. With anyone. It doesn't matter. You know.
As long as they've got a private jet.
Private jet preferable, obviously, but I'll fly... Bucket Airways, I'm not fussed. So yes, here's a special thing that I done special like for this podcast, right, Joe? And this is a jingle that could possibly be used in future podcasts, but it's being unveiled here for the very first time, and it's probably too long to be used on a regular basis, but I want to play it to you and see if you like
okay.
it. In a magical forest sit a couple of gnomes. They're doing a podcast for trees and for stones. The trees and the stones listen on headphones. But it's not just for stones or just for trees, though of course they're the big podcast fans. It's also for pixies and Dinosaur Junior and other reformed indie bands. But the number one fan is the Goblin King. His name is Jared. Listen close, you can hear him sing. Was I love Adam and Joe. Their theatricality is so superlative. I like listening with Ryan Eno. But they never read my texts or made up jokes out, even though they're amusing. So what's that about? Anyway, was a was.
Wow. If only that was real.
Well, exactly. It's
wouldn't
like,
it be incredible if that was real?
It's a sort of fantasy scenario. Not
it'd
only
be amazing
my...
on so many levels, sure. wouldn't it? Because Bowie would... I mean, it's saying that he listens to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's saying he listens to it with Eno. Yeah. But on top of all that, he dresses... You know, he is Jareth from Labyrinth. And he does actually live in the forest.
Exactly.
With pixies and gnomes and indie bands.
Yeah.
And rocks and trees and stones.
Pixies and Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah. That was extraordinary. I feel quite drained and sort of sad.
It's an emotional journey. It's like a kind of Terry Gilliam film.
Mm. Yeah, sort of chaotically brilliant.
Oh, chaotically?
Yeah, oh, so I'm told. I haven't seen the...
Yeah. Parnassus.
The Wondertorium of Dr. Majorium.
Yeah, is he not worried about the similarity of those titles?
Make a good double bill, wouldn't it?
What was the
Mr. Majorium's Wonder Emporium and...
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah. Don't you think?
The brightly coloured double bill.
You couldn't get it on the you couldn't get it on the hoarding.
Stop it. So yeah, it was a bit of a fantasy jingle there, and I'm obviously worried that that is helping to push Bowie further away.
Well, I mean, that's a foregone conclusion, don't you think?
It's a done deal.
I mean, that happened a while ago. That happened when that person put that mashup of everything we've ever said about Bowie on the internet.
But imagine if he was wavering and then he heard that jingle.
Yeah,
that would
it's
be
all
the,
over.
That would be the last nail in that It'll particular coffin, in that goblin-shaped coffin.
Oh, dear. That was beautiful work, though. Was that a garage band background there? Where was that music coming from?
Yeah. Though I think I may have even... I invested in Logic recently.
Oh.
And it's so overwhelmingly complex.
Logic is another music-making system, but it's much more... That's properly super professional, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's compatible with GarageBand is the
really?
Great thing. So you can import your GarageBand sessions right into Logic and fool around with them, which is nice. But overwhelmingly, you know, it's like too
complicated.
Many...
You'll get there, man. You'll get there. Just keep working.
I know. I can figure it out, but, like, there's too many choices. It's right. nice to have the limitations of GarageBand sometimes. But the nice thing about this Logic package is that you get some extra jingle jongles in there.
Jingle jongles.
And that was one of them. So we're going to finish off this special podcast right now with a bit more music. And this is the full version
of My Dog in the Fog song.
Yes, it's a kind of a mash-up samplerama dance mix mess of these tutorials I found on YouTube.
Yeah, trying to teach Americans how to do a British accent.
Exactly.
And the results are hilariously wonkoid. Right?
Good introduction.
Thanks, mate.
So this is The Dog Was Lost in the Fog.
Now let's practice the shorto. And again, I'll give words and sentences. I'll say them standard American first, followed up with the British dialect. Now some sentences. The loft smelled like strong coffee. The loft smelled like strong coffee. The dog was lost. Ignore dot. I'll say them standard American first, followed up with the British dialect. Coffee, coffee. Fought, fought. Bobby, bobby. Not, not. Coffee, coffee. Fought, fought. Bobby, bobby. Not, not. Coffee, coffee. Fought, fought. Bobby.
That was great. That was good stuff. I mean, I didn't hear it because Ben's going to drop it in later. But when I say that was great, that's just kind of a generic kind of thing to help bridge the transition there.
It was sort of a little bit between two stools, though, would be my own criticism
Boggins.
Of that song.
Well, how did he get in here?
Well, I know. I just, you said between two stools. Usually Boggins has got something to do with.
I love you. Oh, yeah, I just found a couple.
Boggins, I'm really tired of you. Look, you're very sweet, but this is the third time today that you've been in. Just go away. Just get him out. Get him out. Get out, Boggins! Out! Get out, Boggins! Boggins, get out!
I love you!
I'm losing my patience, Boggins.
I love you! I'm just dragging my anal glands on the floor. It's our big problem. What is our problem?
Get out, Boggins!
I love you!
Boggins, get out!
Oh,
really lost my temper with that dog.
Christmas crackers. Listen, I think we are going to have to kill him.
Hey, no, I'm feeling the other way now because I just really flipped my lid there. I mean, I didn't hurt him in any way, but I did shout at him. Yeah.
Sure, it's traumatic. I know what it's like when you're a dad and you lose your temper with your children.
You can feel so ashamed.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Yeah. It's horrible. Oh. You feel out of control and sad and it's terrible. But I'm still thinking about killing him. What do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. I think we might have to do something on the blog where people vote.
Like, if we could do a public execution.
What if we had a kind of graphic on the blog that had Boggins on a sort of tray on
chains? A totalizer type thing.
Yeah, you've got like an internet graphic with a little dog hovering above some flames. There, people immediately are going to pop him in the flames.
Do you think?
Sure they are.
I think when we come back and James Sterling comes back, I think we should discuss that.
You know what I was thinking seriously, yeah, though, is that either the RSPCA or Dog Trust, or you know, one of the charitable organizations that take care of strays and stuff and do great work doing that, at some point they're going to get upset about Boggins. Don't you think?
Do you think? Yeah. Well, if they got upset about Boggins, they would have to go through every work of literature and fiction in history, find any moment where a dog was fictionally in some kind of danger and get upset about that too.
They have done.
They've got a whole department dedicated to that.
That's what they do.
Good stuff. Can I just mention something else?
Yeah,
I need to get off my chest. Do you ever, when you're hungry, does your tummy ever make noises?
Sure it does, yeah.
And does
growls
it ever do it, yeah, like in the cinema? Mm. Does it do it ever when you're in a meeting, say?
Yeah.
Or when you're having an important conversation?
Yeah. Sometimes it happens when I'm making sweet, sweet love.
Does it?
Sure.
To a dustbin.
That was too much information, wasn't it? To a dustbin.
Do you do you ever worry that people might mistake your tummy singing for bottom warbling?
Ah, well, it depends.
Do you ever find yourself saying, like, in the middle of being, yeah, and that's why basically statistically we're performing a lot. That was my stomach. A lot better than last year. I tend to drop into that was my stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of meetings are you in there?
Statistically,
a lot less better
than
last year.
It was just a generic meeting. I didn't want to be too specific about any meetings, so I just went for something that
statistically, we're performing a lot less better than last year.
Meetings are all about statistics. But listen, keep on topic. The tummy. Yeah. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it?
Covering it up. The problem is that it often happens in quick succession. You'll get like a load of them, yes.
Yes. Well, that's the problem. When one starts, you know, it's like a sort of seismic warning.
It's the portals.
A bigger tremor's coming. Do you think it's louder inside one's own head and ears than it is for the person outside of one's body?
No, because my wife...
Is it amplified internally?
Often gets it, and hers are very loud.
Oh.
And she's like, I mean, she's a thin person, you know, but it feels like her stomach cavity acts as a sort of resonant chamber, is that the word? Like for a guitar's body almost. And it's like she turns into a musical instrument.
Ooh,
that kind of
quite an extended one.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be fun to record them?
Sure it would.
Do you think Don Letts might be interested?
He could do a whole show, yeah.
I mean, if the farts run out of steam, so
if you can, if you can record some of those for next week's show, that's...
Well, it's hard to tell when they're going to occur.
Well, you have to starve yourself a little bit.
Yeah, that's true, and they start to occur about mealtime, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. On the subject of wind, just before we sign off finally, sometimes I like to release wind in controlled bursts while I'm walking. Do you ever do that?
You can't just launch into that, like, as a little addendum.
Marching along.
Thanks for listening.
Marching along. Like a little marching band.
Listen, man, that's a whole can of windy worms that we could do a whole... Do we want to go there, though?
No, let's leave it at that for the time being.
Imagine the repulsive emails we're going to get.
Oh.
I mean, it feels nice and just lighthearted fun to you because it's you and your whiffles. But to the rest of the world, that's so revolting.
What do you mean? It's like a marching band.
Here comes Uncle Buckles, powered by his wind. Does your speed pick up a little bit every time one comes out? A tiny bit of a turbo boost.
Yeah.
A little shove forward.
Oh, boy. I've got to go. Listeners, take care. I love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Collector's Edition podcast.
Yeah.
Remember, it's the most precious and valuable of all the podcasts, so keep it in some kind of a glass case.
Yeah, we hope you got some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with you live. Everything will be normal next week, so take care.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.